Steve, congratulations on your nomination for Manager of the Month. Thank you. We're quite proud of that.
Yeah, I think any time you get recognised is not only a testament to you, yourself as the head coach or the manager, but to all your staff and more importantly your players. And I think all by the last few minutes of the end of a game, I think we had quite a special month. But it's time for us to try and recreate something like that.
Game's coming thick and fast at the minute. Are you getting much time with the players at the moment?
No, I think when you go to two games a week, really it is a bit becomes a bit post-match recovery, and then tactically getting ready, which stops you from doing a lot of other work that you would like to do. But that's the nature of English football, certainly in the championships and one and two, it tends to be like that. So you, over a period of time, you get used to it.
Obviously we spoke to you after the game the other night. What have you had a chance to look back on the draw with QPR? What do you make of it?
Yeah, I think I watched the full game back yesterday. I think reflections still the same. I think we dominated the ball and we dominated the match, but did we do enough with the ball in the final third would be the question. And did we keep the ball well enough in the last 10 minutes of the game? Possibly not. But it probably still is. I don't even know if a penalty is identified these days as a chance, but it's probably the only thing that Queen's Park Rangers did create. And it is a penalty, so we can have no complaints at the referee, who I thought had a steady performance. Unlike the assistant referee who missed Chris Wood being 2 yards onside in the 94th minute. So I think still the same reflections. We dominated the ball, but possibly didn't do enough positively with it.
Is that an accusation you could probably level throughout the season? There's been times when you have enjoyed a lot of possession and not probably done as much with it as you would want.
Yeah, I think that would be fair. I think before my time and during my time, I think it's that would be a fair assessment. But you, as a head coach or coaching staff, previous to me and with me now, is that you go on the training ground and you work on ways to put that right. And that was some of the focus this morning, and will certainly be the focus tomorrow before we head over to Burnley.
Don't want to dwell on we ask you every week about your future, but is that something you've highlighted as a player, whether you're here or not, that obviously Leeds need to get someone that can help you dictate games in the middle of the park?
Well, I don't think it's just a case of one player. I think we're dominating. I think we're dominating the ball. And the first objective when two teams meet in a game of football is to get the ball. What you do with it is then what's key. I think we have enough players who are wholehearted and have lots of desire that can get us the ball. And I think we've had some outstanding periods of football, but I'd like to see us be more creative in the final third, especially when you have somebody like Chris Wood, who's always likely to score a goal. And Mirko Antonucci will have that credit as well. If you make up a chance, he'll score a goal. So we need to be making more chances, because I believe our conversion rate would be quite high, given the quality of striker that we're working with.
Chris Wood, obviously a big positive of the night. Nice to see him back amongst the goals. Are you expecting him now to have a big end to the season?
Well, we certainly hope so. I think I said that since I've become a head coach at Leeds United, I've had more games without Chris Wood than I've had with Chris Wood, which is a real shame. I think it's probably just starting to get there with people like Charlie Taylor, and I don't think he'll get there with Berard, even if he goes to the end of the season. So we've been missing some big players, but Chris Wood was a big signing for this football club back in the summer, and for all the right reasons. And for to be missing in two spells for the length he was has hopped the team in terms of results, in terms of goals. But the big fella speaking to him today, he certainly seems to have a bit of focus about himself. And I thought he led the line really, really well the other night. And I'd like to see him get more quality of service, such as the pass from Luke Murphy. I think he's possibly the only player on the park, other than the boy falling at Queen's Park Rangers, two of them on the park that could have played that pass.
And looking at Antonucci's obviously been nominated as well, hasn't he, for the Player of the Month award. Do you think that's a fitting reward for the month that he's had?
Yeah, I think it is. I think all the awards have gone to, for my opinion, the right people. Of course, we don't know the results tomorrow. I think if old Neil Warnock gets that award, I think it's 100% right, because you look at results. And I think possibly if Mirko Antonucci don't get it, then you would look the boy, look at the striker across at Burnley, who's been quite outstanding as well. So I think if it's split between either Mirko or the boy Volks, or it goes to Neil, then they would have got those awards right.
What's the long-term plan for Antonucci? Has any been discussions? Are you aware of anything ongoing with him in a new contract?
No, I'm not. I'm not really getting into that. As you know, our leader's been away. The president's been away. And, from that point of view, the people behind the scenes at Elland Road will do their job.
Do you expect him to be here next year?
Well, I think we always look upon him, Eckhart Antonucci, as a goal scorer. And we look upon him as someone that can play a big part. But, you know, contracts and other bits like that are not my department.
If the positive was Chris Wood, I guess the negative was Belushi. He's coming for some stick from the fans this week. What's your opinion on that situation at the moment?
Well, I don't like to see any player be subject to heavy criticism for supporters, and that could mean it, whether it's at, you know, teams I love or teams I don't love. I think when you make big mistakes in games, it's always harder for supporters to accept when it's so late in games. But as I said, after the game, I think I look for reaction, and, you know, I think if he could have bled because of mistakes, I would have seen Belushi bleed at Rotherham, and I'd have certainly seen him bleed against Queen's Park Rangers. He, for 88 and 89 minutes respectively in both those games, he was outstanding. But as a central defender or a goalkeeper or defensive player, people don't remember the 88 minutes. They remember the big decisions that you get wrong or the big mistakes. And there is no doubt that he's made mistakes, but there is no doubt he'll give us a positive reaction.
After Watford, you left Scott Wotton out for a game. Are you considering doing similar with Belushi?
Well, I left him out, but I brought him back in, as you know. I looked what I spoke about after the other game the night to Adam was about his reaction. You know, his reaction of Scott afterwards was very good. And Pepe's trained very well this morning. So we look for people to give us a positive reaction. We've not picked our team yet for Burnley. We're just in the middle of assessing, finally, what they're all about. I won't need to assess too hard because it'll be 4-4-2, and we know the people who'll be in the boxes and what they are, from the skipper all the way through to Joey to up top with Oxy and the boy Gray. They're an exceptional team, and they've got an outstanding manager who will make sure their focus is getting back to winning ways after two draws. It has to be said against teams that are fighting for their own prizes in Brighton and Cardiff.
That's the thing in the Championship, isn't it? Everyone's fighting for something. Is it going to be easy for you on Saturday? Because QPR, well, they look like they're 1 foot on the beach on Tuesday night. Burnley are going to come at you, aren't you? Do you think that's going to make it a lot better spectacle to watch?
Well, Burnley need to win the game now, don't they? It's very evident that we have our own internal pressures. We have whatever number of thousand fans it is. I'm not sure this week how many's travelling, but there'll be thousands. That's Leeds United. So we have our pressures to perform for ourselves and perform for them in this fantastic club that we represent. But Burnley have suddenly got pressure. They had that little gap that they deserved, but suddenly two draws in the Championship and they've got four or five others screaming down their neck. So they'll be very focused. You know, they've got a very experienced 11 that will start that game and more experience on the bench, where a lot of those lads have been this journey. They've been promoted at the Championship. They know how to go over a line. And they'll have a great crowd behind them. I've been at Tough Moor on many occasions, and when they're right behind them, it's pretty difficult to contend.
Sol Bamba was ill the other night. Is he better now?
Yeah, he's good. He's trained today, so he just, listen, he was just not feeling 100%. Difference with 100%, not feeling right and being ill. But he's come in, he's trained really well, and he's trying to prove a point that he should be in the team on Saturday, and that's what we want from players. Doesn't matter if you're Sol walking in the building, or, you know, young Bailey or whoever it is that walks in here today. They have to believe if they're performing in the games and in training, they have a chance.
Sylvester, we expect will come back in at the weekend, but you rotated it a little bit the other night. Are you going to change it again on Saturday?
We'll make some changes. You know, I've not finally decided who plays in goal. What I did make clear the other night is that Marco Silvestri is our number one. But what I've also made it clear is we have a young man who's trying to grab that shirt and come in and didn't have lots to do. That's the first thing we'd accept. And had no chance with the only shot of any note that they had, which was a penalty. But young Bailey, I said, just come in with a focus, and he's trained particularly well again this morning. But so is Marco. So is Marco. So from that point of view, we'll have a good look and a good discussion this afternoon.
You seem very relaxed about everything at the minute, Steve. Be it here or on the sideline, I don't know. Are you resigned to your fate, or do you know what your fate is and you're just not telling us?
What fate? Sunday fate. That's the only fate. Listen, the only thing I know is we have to win some games and we have to win some points. And as I said the other night, and I'll repeat, you know, this football club, for me to have delivered what I we're set out to achieve. We have to win some games and get some points. And when that happens, we can all take abreast of the situation. But there would be no point for me to go and have a conversation with the president on the basis of having a conversation about nothing, because the objective is still there to be achieved.
But that objective, if you win and NK Dons lose at the weekend, could be achieved this weekend. Will you be knocking on Mr. Chilino's door and trying to get this sorted?
Well, if I knew where Mr. Chilino lived, there might be a chance. I think 100%, if we win on Saturday and it goes our way, I'll celebrate with a nice glass of wine. I'm overdue a nice glass of wine. I think the last one was in December, so it would be nice to have one. But listen, we've only really got the focus of going to play well against Burnley. I think the one thing about Leeds United is, as a football club, from outside it and being outside it most of my life and being inside it recently, it has great integrity about it in terms of the team over the years. And we have to make sure that we offer that integrity to Middlesbrough Football Club, to Hull, to Brighton, to Derby, to anyone who's fighting for those top two positions. We have to make sure we go and produce a performance, because the last time we had an opportunity to play against a team in the top six on the television, we were alarmingly poor. So we have to make sure that we go there and to a man, we have some real integrity about how hard we work.
The fans' frustration, and I know it's very difficult for you to comment on the contract, but they want to know what the long-term plan is at Leeds. Every year we get to this stage, and is the head coach or manager going to be staying? They want to know what's going on. All the other clubs seem to be planning, or they will be planning for next year, and it doesn't seem like that's happening here, and I guess that's the frustration.
Well, there is a lot of planning going behind the scenes. Obviously, when it comes to things like player recruitment, then if I was not to be here, and if I was not to be here, then people may have a different opinion on that who sat in my chair. I wouldn't wish someone to be doing my recruitment and me coming in post that, because that's not what you want as a manager, head coach. But there's a lot of hard work going on behind the scenes into next season for pre-season, for dates, for programmes, for opposition and everything that goes around that. So the work don't stop. And the only thing it has to be is a decision by the president. I know how I'd like that to go. Sometimes in life you get things you like and sometimes you don't.
But from a player's perspective, players will be getting snapped up and agreeing deals all the time now. Are Leeds risking missing out on the better players? And you've admitted yourself you need to bring more quality in.
Yeah, I think we do need to bring some quality in. I think that will arrive. I'd like to think that I'll be responsible for doing that. I think we're a little bit early for players deciding where they're going to be and what they're going to do. I think there's so much still to be played for. We've spoke about it. There's still places in the Championship, both at the bottom end and at the top end, to be earned, or places in the Premier League to be earned, or League One. So from that point of view, we have to just remain focused on the football. That sounds a cliche, but it's 100% right. And Sean Dyche won't be getting carried away talking about the Premier League, because they might never see it again. I think they'll go up as champions. But at the same time, his focus will be very much on Leeds United on Saturday, because we want to create that they're not focused. We want to get to the match at 60, 70, 75 minutes, where it's very much game on, and we know where the pressure lies. It doesn't lie with a team in white.
You said, it's finally for me, you were saying that we asked you about the fringe players that are maybe not getting a chance at the minute. You said they need to be better to get into the squad. You also said you were going to give everyone a chance. Are they not doing enough to earn that chance? Has their time at Elland Road, do you feel, coming to an end?
Or? Some of them not. Some of them have to do a lot better. You know, these training sessions are fine, and the under-21s are a little bit step up from a training session, although it's still a little bit away from the first team. But, you know, there was a number of supporters at the 21s game last night. Did anyone jump out on that stage at Elland Road to say, play me at Burnley? We can all answer that privately.